My name is Rod, and I'm the proud owner of this base. I have it here in Chicago to have Patrick Fryer do the luthier restoration of it. I'm in a band with his brother Wally, and back in 79 or 80, the Circle Be Unbroken album came out with Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and I had seen Vassar Clemens fiddle. We happened to be walking through a town in St. Charles and saw a wood carving guy, and asked him what it would cost to do something like that, to carve the head like Vassar Clemens. And I said, we're musicians, so therefore we don't have a lot of money. But he agreed that if we would play music in his shop to help bring people in, that he would carve it. And he said, instead of just doing any head, though, I'd like to do your head. So he took several pictures and profiles and whatnot, and he had a little device that he could put up to the picture and match it up. And he said, the other stipulation is I'll only work on it if you're playing music in here all the time. So we got it done for the cost of a blank sheet of wood and several hours of playing in his shop. It was very enjoyable. The guy's name is Dwayne Thornton. I don't know if he's still doing this or not. But a few years later, it fell off the stand and broke into a million pieces. And it got
the
put
head
back
didn't
together.
Break.
The head was fine. But it sat unused for many years, and then Pat was in town. I said, well, I'm going to cost to put that together, and can you do it? And he agreed to do it. I'm going to have Pat tell you about the restoration of putting this thing back together. Patrick.
Just so you know, after the event, we are going to play for a little while in between this event and the next. And we're just going to play acoustically up in front here, I think.
Yeah, you can play on stage.
Or we can be on stage, but we're not going to be, we're not going to have any amplifiers or anything, so if you want to hear us, come close. So, just so you know, Rod, my brother Wallace, and Tom all drove up from St. Louis today to do this, and they're going to drive back tonight so they can go work tonight.
Oh my God!
So you can see, I started calling it Mini Rod, but he's kind of tall for a Mini Rod. But I just put a hinge in there. It would, before it had a some screw eyes, and you had to screw it into the machine heads, and you couldn't get at the strings. So I came up with a real simple way of doing a little Velcro and a hinge. The neck was broken off. There was actually a hole in the base. Rod's daughter had knocked it off the stand, and the neck broke, you know, at the joint, and a hole. The hole looked like a hole I had in my trash can in Chicago, like where a squirrel had eaten its way into the trash can. So there was this rough hole, so we put this preamp pickup in there that's not working perfectly right now, so that's part of the reason we're going to play acoustically. But the stand was basically destroying the bass, and the back was all banged up and really rough. And so I just kind of filled things and touched it up and put new strings on it. And it's working pretty good, and we have him back in the service again. To put the museum I would put this in is a museum of objects paid for with live music.